one more thing as we wrap up everything you need to know to get your day started. It's now available as a podcast. So if you missed it yesterday, click the podcast header at the top of WRAT.com and be entertained and informed.
Yes, sir.
Well, an update on Jeopardy. So a spoiler alert if you didn't watch it yesterday.
Okay.
James Holzhauer won last night his 18th straight Jeopardy victory. But even the runner-up set a record last night.
Get out of town.
He won by a mere $18 margin.
Ooh, that was slim.
So it was pretty close, and he actually breathed a big sigh of relief when the final Jeopardy numbers were revealed.
Wow. That's close.
He finished with $54,017, while the runner-up had $53,999. And that is the highest non-winning total in Jeopardy history.
If I got $53,000 on Jeopardy and did not win...
I know.
That's
a kick in the balls, right?
I would consider Nancy carrying Tanya Harding that guy.
Right.
I mean, that's not fair.
That is one more thing, and now you are ready for the day. Get out there and rock it with the Rat.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.